During the first several decades after the flood, Noah and his family faithfully carried out God's will. They built new houses, cultivated the soil, and above all, Noah's sons and their wives had many children who, when the time came, also married and had children of their own. In this way, the earth was gradually repopulated. And, of course, the number of animals, birds, and insects also grew by leaps and bounds. Establishing new lives must have been difficult and often discouraging. The floodwaters had caused indescribable damage to the earth, gouging out deep chasms, throwing up impassable mountain barriers, tearing up entire forests by the roots, and wiping out all traces of human endeavor. But, as pioneers, the descendants of Noah, in time, subdued the wilderness. And it came to pass, as some of Noah's descendants journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and built a city there. Before long, some of the leading citizens were discussing a strange plan.
Let me put it this way. Huh? Yeah, when we first came here, there was nothing but an empty plain.
That's right.
We changed all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we planted wheat and barley, olive groves and orchards, and we built a fine city. But what guarantee do we have that all these things won't be swept away by another flood?
We have God's promise to Noah.
Oh, yes, the celebrated covenant, mm-hmm. the token of the rainbow.
Well, don't you trust God's promise?
My dear fellow, why should we trust in mere promises and signs in heaven when there is a perfectly good way to make absolutely sure we won't be destroyed by another flood?
No, I don't understand you.
It's very simple. Building our city has given us plenty of experience in working with bricks and mortar. Well, why don't we put that experience to good use and build a tower? A tower high enough to pierce the clouds.
A tower? Whatever for?
Think, my dear fellow. Use your head.
Mm-hmm.
If God should break his promise and send another flood, we can take refuge on top of the tower.
Well,
we should be as safe up there as Noah was in his ark.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to bring it up at the next city council meeting. Oh. Will you second the plan?
Oh, gladly. Yeah. Gladly.
The citizens of the town responded enthusiastically to the idea of building the tower. Plans were at once drawn up, and the work began without delay.
My, the work's progressing fast.
Why, the tower's at least 10 feet taller than last week.
My husband says they could work even faster if they could only get more bricks. But the brickmakers are holding things up. They're not putting out bricks fast enough.
Is that so? Well, my husband is one of the foremen in the brickyard, and he says they've stepped up production by 60% last month.
Well, maybe so. Oh, there's my husband up there on that scaffolding, the one giving the orders to the bricklayer.
My husband has 30 men working for him in the brickyard.
And my husband was the one who seconded the proposal to build the tower in the city council.
And the Lord saw the tower which the children of men builded, and he was displeased, saying to himself,
"This thing is not good. The people do remain in one place instead of scattering to fill the earth. In their vanity, they aspire to reach up even into heaven. Now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech, and the work come to an end."
Bring up another load of bricks.
My socks, too.
Yo, why don't you answer properly? Oh, he's gone crazy. Hey, you there. Hey, get me some more bricks.
Shoot, sweep. Bati Lamarto.
Not the hammer, you fool. Bricks. More bricks. What on earth are you talking about?
What did you do? Uncle Pichu?
Has everybody gone crazy? What's the matter with you?
What is the
matter with you? What is the matter with you?
Oh, about in Shilamane Binti.
Like a spate of mine for you.
Gone, Binti.
Quiet.
That's this
Vinny, officer, put him in
the car. Oh, will somebody explain what's going on here?
Thus it was that the work on the tower came to an end. The builders were wholly unable to account for the strange misunderstandings among them. And in their rage and disappointment, they reproached one another. Their confederacy entered in strife and bloodshed. Up to this time, all people had spoken the same language. Now, those who could understand one another's speech united in companies and departed. Some went one way, some another. This dispersion was the means of peopling the whole earth, and thus the Lord's purpose was accomplished. Therefore is the name of that city called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all people, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of the earth.